Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I believe it's vibe report time. Where is he? Hey, Roscoe.
Yo.
How are ya?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm in a bad mood. Everything broke down all at once today.
At the stud?
Yep. We're running on like half power, and it's not thrilling me.
What's with those pencil pushers over there?
Well, you know, I think it's just the whole world stinks. That's what's wrong. That's my new explanation for everything.
Does this place have a maintenance engineer?
Don't start me talking.
Oh, yeah.
How are you, Roscoe?
Not too bad.
Yeah? What's going on?
I'm lounging in a couple classic beanbag chairs.
Ooh.
I'm flipping back and forth in between the Olympic hockey and some cooking shows.
Ooh.
It doesn't get too much better than this.
I think you're right. I keep expecting life to be something like some weird movie I must have saw as a kid, but that's about as good as it gets, I guess.
I always liked beanbag chairs. I kind of like to get one. I don't know where you get them anymore.
They're probably valuable antiques now.
I think so. Nils got like 6 of them.
Wow.
They're scattered about.
Any animal print ones?
No animal print ones. They're different, you know, shades of Naugahyde. That's a little, almost an animal.
Yeah, that's good enough.
I'm using my feet. My feet are using the Washington Redskins one.
Very good. Good thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's the vibe?
Oh, today's vibe, I don't know. It's just kind of a relaxation vibe. Waiting for the storm to hit here. The whole band gets in tomorrow. So we've just been kind of getting stuff together and running around, doing errands, eating. I'm getting the guy's kitchen up to spec. I took the knives in to get sharpened.
Ah, good thinking.
Yeah, bought some Tupperware and at least one new pan.
Now, Roscoe, you know what happens whenever you get the knives sharpened.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to break the pattern. But as the guy said at the hardware store, you know, all these dull knives, they really make a nasty cut.
That's true. At least you get a nice clean cut out of it.
I told him a clean cut heals a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking from experience.
Yeah.
You guys are both for.
Nothing was quite as nasty as sticking your hand in the fan, though.
Yeah, I'm no fans around here.
Mm.
That was really something. I forget what movie we were watching, but it was really something. I don't know. I saw a movie this week that was really kind of good. I went to it thinking that it, you know, it would be an out of house experience and I could at least laugh at it, you know. But don't laugh at me. But it was this Richard Gere movie.
We're laughing already.
Man, that thing was flipping back and forth. You know, there. Right now, it seems that the most popular format of movies that are out these days, I mean, they're not calling it this, but it's basically psycho bitches. And, you know, like, you have...
Oh, like the girls
right.
Who go crazy and, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, like, that The Hand That Rocks the Cradle and all this stuff.
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction.
Right. Well, this Richard Gere one with Kim Basinger.
Oh, he plays the psycho bitch?
That
makes sense.
That's what I thought, you know, but no, actually, he plays a man in this one. It's quite a stretch, but it really says something for his acting prowess. It's him and Kim Basinger and Uma Thurman. I don't know, it's one of those names. But it's pretty, I mean, you keep thinking, it's kind of like your classic suspense vibe, you know?
Mm.
And it really...
But is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised.
What's the name of it?
Final something, I don't know.
Final Analysis.
There you go.
I saw the
there you go.
For it.
Mm. Yeah, it was really good. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised.
It looks like I bet we got a complaint call on that line.
On what?
On the other line.
For what?
Should I put it on the
Maybe
air?
Maybe they didn't like the movie.
Call? Can we put this call on the air with you, Ross?
What are they
we can
talking
put you both
about?
On together.
I don't know. If I, it usually ends up bad, you know,
oh,
if
yeah,
you do
that's
that.
True.
a complaint call. What, a Richard Gere fan?
Maybe Richard.
Richard himself.
Probably Richard Gere.
Cindy. What's her name?
Cindy Crawford?
Yeah.
That thing, that's a whole front.
He's a man.
Did she say that?
He said that about her.
Oh. I mean, I said he played a man. But anyway.
This is all coming together like a Kinks song.
There you go.
Anyway.
The Kinks. What's up on the musical front there in town this weekend?
Nada that I know of. Everybody was off to see Mike Nesmith last night, Bruce and Jerry and all those guys. Like, it was like some great event. It's like, I don't know, when I was 5 years old, I was too cool to listen to the Monkees as far as I was concerned. You know, I was a Stones fan back in 1965, so I just didn't get this Mike Nesmith thing. But
he did write a few good songs.
Yeah, I know, but it's still, I don't know, I just can't imagine. The lines were out in front of
where did he play?
The Lone Star. There were people waiting online at 10 in the morning.
Really?
10 in the morning to see Mike Nesmith.
Well, it's the Monkees.
It's the Cap.
The Monkees generation are the one that, the, you know, it's they're the sort of credit card tax bracket bunch at this bunch.
Yeah.
At this juncture.
He ain't no Webb Pierce.
No, he ain't no Webb Pierce. Yeah, he was playing down here, too. I saw it in the I guess Rhino, they reissued this Monkees box, and then they also reissued
all his early, his country records.
Yeah, his country records, which were also not only country records, but concept country records.
My favorite kind.
Right, there you go.
And, you know, the thing is, if they can make a big stink about it and sell a few records, they got like 12, they bought his whole catalog, so they got like 12 albums ready to go.
All right.
Sort of a good business move, but no.
Well, he's always been a businessman.
Unless he does like something like, you know, pulls a Spade Cooley, I don't want to see him.
What did Spade Cooley do? Can't talk about that.
Well, no. What did he do? He murdered his wife or something, and made somebody watch and this horrible thing. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see anybody do that. Actually, it was just a sick joke. He's in that kind of horrible mood.
Oh, it's sort of a Jim Gordon kind of.
Yeah, Spade Cooley was the original Jim Gordon, is what he was.
There you go. The complaint was probably over the B word. These people, if they get up early in the morning, Howard Stern says it all the time. Whoa. I kind of watch
And
Olympics.
He gets paid $1 million a year, and he's not even funny.
He's not funny. He just repeats himself.
We can be half as not funny for half as much money.
Yeah, he's like, you know, it's one thing to play Louie Louie over and over again, but it's really nothing to play a lesser song over and over again.
True.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I guess this vibe report is clocked in pretty good. I was early man there. And
okay, Roscoe,
the
Olympics, well,
they're showing a little, let me see, they're having a little feature on Tombo right now. Alberto Tomba, and the Froog is on one of his field trips into someone else's kitchen. Oh, they're cooking a big paella. I guess I gotta go.
Oh, wow. You notice he doesn't really cook much anymore.
Aloha, Roscoe.
He does. He cooks. But this looks good. He's in, oh, man, they must be in Spain.
Okay.
I do gotta go. So next week is the hop?
Yep, so you call your normal.
I'll be there in spirit and voice.
You know.
All right?
We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Till then.
Okay, Roscoe.
That would be nice if you could, like, put a light over it and everything.
A nameplate?
A bud, you know, and
Roscoe, we have the technology.
Great. Thank you very much.
Cowboy hat and a guitar pick.
There you go.
Aloha, Roscoe.
See ya.
Hasta la vista.
Later. Roscoe calling from record producer land. He's a big producer now.
Yeah.